Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The city of Minneapolis, police, city council, how they work together, how oversight takes place always is a hot topic. Have they made the right decision? You have strong opinions on both sides because the Minneapolis Police Department will now have different oversight. Reading from the Randy First story, the proposed ordinance would replace the current oversight structure with a community commission on police oversight consisting of 15 civilian members. The ordinance, drafted by the Minneapolis Civil Rights Department in collaboration with city attorney's offices, is expected to be introduced by City Council President Andrea Jenkins and voted on next week. Under the proposal, all commission members would have a chance to sit on smaller review panels to consider citizen complaints against police and recommend changes in police policies and procedures. Among those individuals who voted yes on the Public Health and Safety Committee is the man who represents Ward 3. Ward 3 is made up of parts of downtown Northeast Minneapolis and Marcy Holmes. Ward 3 Representative Michael Rainville. Michael joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Michael, thank you very much for coming on. Why should people who live in Minneapolis or care about Minneapolis feel like that this decision is going to lead this city on a better path on an everyday basis? And on those significant cases where police oversight is required and necessary, why should they feel like if this is approved, the city is in a better spot?
Well, Chad, thank you for having me. And first, I have to say, I have such fond memories of reading your father's columns, but most importantly, walking into Murray's and watching him hold court in his corner booth. So that I'll cherish that all my life. Your father was
a guy. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
And you're welcome. So, and the apple hasn't fallen too far from the tree. But
thanks.
The people of Minneapolis should be very grateful for this ordinance. Is it absolutely 100% perfect? No, it'll be modified. It'll be changed. But it's a great, great start to a new level of accountability for the police and to having our citizens understand how this new model of policing will be working in our city. You have to remember, we have an excellent new chief in Chief O'Hara. We have a seasoned veteran in our new Commissioner of Public Safety, and this will only enhance the citizens' ability to communicate with them and to make us a better city.
So part of what's going to happen here, and this was a proposal that was changed, where initially Mayor Fry would have two appointments of the 15. The council would appoint 13. The mayor would select the chair. But now this was approved where the mayor will have seven members, the council eight, And some of the critics have spoken out and said, no, the members should be elected, not selected. Why should they be selected by the powers that be as opposed to they are elected?
Well, you know, you can't have elections for everything. The city has commissions. We have a very thoughtful process. And I understand that there are community members that want to have representation on this board, and it would behoove them to strengthen the relationship with both the council and the mayor's office and get themselves appointed to it.
Why not have three of them? Why not have the mayor have five, the city council have five? In some way, I agree, we cannot vote on every single thing. I understand that. We have representative democracy. But on something which is so essential, Michael, you know this. You've been a part of the city for a long, long time. Police oversight is a huge issue. Why not allow the public to be more directly involved, and so they have a third, council has a third, and the mayor has a third?
Well, Chad, I would ask for the patience of everyone to see how this new structure goes. And we on the council, all of us, are open to making changes. This will be hotly debated. We are still under a microscope, you know, and that came up in the testimony yesterday, that the murder of George Floyd has put a microscope on the city like no other city has. So as we take this very important step, we all have to have our eyes open and understand, is it working? Is it not working? How can we change it? And the change you mentioned about elected, and there were very strong voices heard yesterday about that. That is not a no for the future. Perhaps that might happen.
So if this gets its final approval and people are paying attention, how long until that the council and the mayor would have the ability through potentially, sadly, what could happen in town or the way the public reacts and say, okay, this basis is pretty good, but we want to refine it. How long before you would look and say, we've seen enough, we need to tinker with this, or we need to maybe potentially make a significant change with this?
Well, you know, I'm reluctant to give a calendar span of time here, but I will reassure you and your listeners that Council President Jenkins, Council Vice President Palmisano, Mayor Fry, they all will be monitored, as will every single person on this council. And as you are all aware, we have very divergent voices on the council. So if and when those changes need to be made, they'll be made quickly and they'll be well debated.
So let's talk about those divergent voices to the listeners out there who politically, they lean right. They're conservatives, they're Republicans. And they hear you, Michael Rainville, man who represents Ward 3, and say, no, no, no. It's just a variety of different Democrats, and that isn't divergent enough. What do you say to those folks?
Well, I would say don't get confused by political labels on a ballot. Look at how people vote and how they speak and how they act. And you'll see that the city of Minneapolis has become a very balanced city council, and that is why we're moving forward. You saw that in how we voted for all of our department heads, how we voted for the Commissioner of Public Safety. And amazingly, we had a 13-0 vote on the new chief of police, Chief O'Hara. So we are a balanced council, and that balance has shifted towards the future and moving the city forward. We are a city that is coming back.
So let's talk Brian O'Hara. As you know better than I, Madaria Arredondo was highly respected within the police department and really within the city. And obviously George Floyd happened, and it became a conversation throughout the entire globe. But at the same time, there are a lot of people who look at Rondo and say, that was a police officer that knew the force extraordinarily well and did a very good job. Why should people believe that Chief O'Hara is now a better fit moving forward?
Well, Chief O'Hara is in the right spot at the right time. He's 43 years old. He has an incredible energy that a young man that age has. He has 21 years experience. He has 4 years experience working with a Department of Justice decree, consent decree, and that will be visited upon us probably in another 4 or 5 months, and we'll have to work with that. He has that experience. And I will tell you that this is a city that goes back and forth between promoting from within and bringing in someone from the outside. And this was the right time to bring someone in from the outside. And as skeptical as police officers can be with their job and their leadership, when we appointed him, when we voted on his appointment, the amount of officers, off-duty officers, who came down to that hearing to stand behind them in their dress uniforms to show him that they supported him, it was very touching. It was overwhelming. I saw that not only in the city council chambers, but then the night that he was sworn in, publicly sworn in at Shiloh Temple in North Minneapolis, there were hundreds of off-duty police officers that came down on their own time to support the chief, to just physically be present. He is the right person at the right time for this city.
How many officers do you need right now? How much of an increase do you need to make this city safer? I know it matters, and you just laid out the case for Chief O'Hara and others, and I know the majority. I personally believe the majority of the officers still on the force are very good at what they do. But I think it's clear you don't have enough. What's the right number? What's realistic about that? Because you're under 600 now. Do you know the precise number at this point?
It's a little over 500, Chad. You know, it varies with sick time and injuries. Police get hurt a lot. But, you know, I'll go back to Chief Arredondo, because I agree, you know, what a brilliant man he was. And during the budget process in 2018, the council back then asked him what he foresaw as the future force needs, the staffing in 2024. So really a year from where we are now. At that time, they had 900 officers. And he told the council then that he needed 1,200 to do policing right by 2024. So compare that 1,200 number from Chief Arredondo to the current number we have of a little over 500. That's a big gap.
Well, that's frightening. Said that, right? I mean, can I just jump in for listen?
Sure.
It's your show. I work downtown. I end up doing a little bit more remote because of the health of my son. But whether it was the Timberwolves or CCO or living downtown, or I'm going downtown later today, I still believe in Minneapolis. Okay, are there parts of downtown I don't go to as much as I once did? Yes. But for the person who's sitting there and listening to you, and I appreciate your honesty, I really do. Because a lot of people tap dance on the number and say, now, wait a second. We have 700 fewer officers than the former police chief believed we needed. And a lot of people thought he was exactly right. How should I feel the city is safe?
Well, since that time, you know, as a society, we always change. We're always getting better. And we have come to realize that we can make up. Part of our public safety is not so much uniformed officers. We can make up for that with behavioral crisis response workers, social workers, in addressing our homeless population. Part of our crime is how many people are literally living on our streets. And filling these social needs for people lessen the need for uniformed officers. So we're learning how to adjust our public safety here in Minneapolis. And again, we are a city on the rise, Chad. We are rebuilding. We will be a model for other cities. And no one amplifies that more than Chief O'Hara and his attitude. He stayed.
So last thing before I let you go, sir, what will show us, let's say we have this conversation December 2nd, 1 year from today, what will I need to see? What will our listeners need to see to say, Michael Rainville wasn't just optimistic, he was right, that the city of Minneapolis is on the rise? What tangibly needs to happen?
What you will see is higher office attendance. You'll see the continual growth of the residential of downtown. You know, when you talk about our offices, there's actually a little bit of a rush hour here on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And boy, if you want to go eat lunch in a Skyway, you better go at 11:30 because there's some long lines in the restaurant. Our offices are coming back, but the events are coming back the most. The biggest comeback story in the city of Minneapolis is the attendance at the pro sports games, the concerts, the theaters, the people coming from outstate Minnesota to have a nice weekend in downtown, filling our hotels. You'll see the continual growth of that. And when we talk on December 2nd next year, that will have been proven. The numbers will be there. The employment will be up. The taxes will be up. Downtown will be hustling and bustling even more than it is today, Chad.
We'll talk 1 year from today. Michael, thank you very much for coming on and answering our questions. I appreciate it, sir.
Oh, okay. It's a date 1 year from today.
You got it. Ward 3 rep Michael Rainville on a police oversight board and the comeback. So you hear that. Couple things stand out. He's honest. Little over 500 officers. And Rhonda wanted over 1,200. I thought it was 1,400, by the way, but Michael probably knows it better. Not probably. Michael knows it better than me. So that's 700 behind. When you hear that, what do you think? 651-461-9226. And for you to believe that Michael was prescient, that he was right, that Minneapolis is on the comeback trail, and that 1 year from now, we saw these metrics. What would you need to see for you to believe Minneapolis is on the way back and for you to spend more time in Minneapolis? Not if you never came downtown before, you're out of the mix. I don't want to hear, I'm never coming back. Well, maybe you never came downtown to begin with. So you really don't fit in the question. What would you need to see? We'll have time for some texts on this one. Text me right now, 651-461-9226.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.